I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria is under siege. The Islamic militant group called Boko Haram has made a mission out of reshaping the country into a Muslim nation under Sharia law. Since 2009, Boko Haram has claimed over 3,000 lives. The latest attack in Adamawa State hit too close to home, says Christian Aid Mission's Africa director, Brittany Tedesco. The missionaries they support there need to move their headquarters. Ask God to protect the workers. Despite the situation, they're moving forward with the gospel.
They have identified another unreached people group that they are committed to reaching. And so far, they are reaching about 17 unreached people groups.
Meanwhile, a massive fire in Thailand killed 42 and ravaged the homes of 2,400 refugees from Burma. There's something fishy about how the fire started, though. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says eyewitnesses report
a low-flying helicopter came over the refugee camp and that something burning was dropped from the helicopter.
Most of the fire survivors are women, children, and the elderly. Pray for their healing and ask the Lord to keep them safe.
In the past, there have been accounts of the Burmese army coming over the border and actually attacking the refugee camps with the women and children in them. They're suspicious that this also was a Burma army attack.
And Worldwide Christian Schools is taking advantage of Burma's reforms and openness. In October, they launched a campaign to raise money for a new private school in Burma. God provided, and fast. People who shared the vision for a Christ-centered school in Burma came alongside, and in just a few weeks, $20,000 came in to launch this new school. Gospel opportunities are boundless, so keep praying. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join our social scene on Facebook or Twitter. There's links to both at missionnetworknews.org. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and be the first to hear about special offers. I'm Ruth Kramer.